I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Today on Political Corner, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and his guest discuss Supreme Court nominee John Roberts and a Florida congressman's proposal to help Haitian nationals in this country.
We're joined now by Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for presidential candidate Al Gore in the 2000 race. She now has a political consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Also joining us is Robert Trainum, GOP strategist. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Juan.
Got to talk about the topic of the day, President Bush's selection of Judge John Roberts to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court. Donna, what is exactly the Democratic take on Roberts as we head towards confirmation hearings?
Well, first of all, he's not a blank slate. What we know about Judge Roberts is, of course, he was confirmed with unanimous consent in the Senate. Three Democrats opposed him in the Judiciary Committee, Senators Kennedy, Durbin, and Schumer. We also know that although he's been on the Court of Appeals for just a couple of years, that Judge Roberts has made some interesting remarks as it relates to what we call some hot-button issues, abortion rights, as well as there's some concern about his approach to privacy rights and environmental protection. So I think Democrats will take a look at his record. They will see if there's any other issues that raise a red flag. But for now, we know that he's a strict constructionist. He's conservative. He's not as moderate as Sandra Day O'Connor, but he does appear to be a card-carrying conservative.
Robert Trainum, he is now being taken around Capitol Hill before the August recess to meet senators. What's that process like? What's going on up there?
Sure. As you know, former Senator Fred Thompson has been tapped by the White House to escort, if you will, to be the chaperone for Judge Roberts. And this is a very critical point because image is everything and first impressions are everything. And so when Judge Roberts goes around the Capitol Hill and literally makes his case with fire in terms of gripping and grinning, this is very important. The main reason why is because, again, as Donna mentioned, he was confirmed a couple of years ago by unanimous consent, which basically meant is that, listen, he was non-controversial. He sailed right through. But now he's going to the Supreme Court, and this is a bigger deal. And so what members will be looking at, his temperament, his overall demeanor. You know, how does he look? How does he feel? And so I think that's one of the reasons why going around Capitol Hill first and foremost is probably the best thing to do right about now.
And now for both of you, what comes next if Chief Justice Rehnquist, who is ill with thyroid cancer, decides to retire? Who do you anticipate gets that next nomination?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Chief Justice pretty much shut us all up by saying he has no plans on retiring. And I have received word from staff that he is already booking his schedule up into October and November on the court. Huh. So I think it's pretty much a moot point now for talking about a replacement when he's pretty much emphatically said that he's not going anywhere.
Well, the reason I raise it is I wonder if President Bush, who said he looked at a diverse group of candidates for this job, would now consider a Hispanic, a black, a woman for the second opening.
Over two-thirds of the American people wanted to see the president select another woman in the same mode as Sandra Day O'Connor. Well, I was quite disappointed the other night when I saw the president appear with John Roberts. It came across as same old, same old. I thought he would make history by appointing the first Hispanic American to the court. If Justice Rehnquist or someone else steps down, he will have an opportunity to select a person of color or another woman.
All right. One last topic for us. Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings has introduced a Haiti Compassion Act that will allow Haitian nationals in the U.S. temporarily be granted protected immigration status. He says that given the storms as well as the political storms in Haiti, it's time that there be an equal treatment of Haitians and Cubans. Robert, does this have a chance? How will Republicans respond?
Well, unfortunately, it sets a precedent because if it's not Haitians, if it's not Cubans, then perhaps it's some other country. And so it sets a precedent, number one. I feel for the people of Haiti that are under oppression right now. The only thing they want is freedom. They want jobs. They want security. They want a better future for their kids. And I understand that. But to answer your question specifically, Juan, I don't know. My gut tells me that it probably does not have a snowball's blanking chance to really get through Congress.
Don?
If Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, called his brother, the president, and said, look, I have a large, sizable Haitian population. They deserve to have a temporary protective status up to 18 months until the situation in Haiti is stabilized, until we can help with the humanitarian crisis and we can assist them in trying to get back on their feet. Look, there's a double standard now as relates to the Cubans and the Haitians down in Florida, and it's time that somebody addressed this issue, and I applaud Alcee Hastings for coming up with this legislation. The Bush administration, the Republicans may not embrace it, but we need to deal with the unfair immigration practices toward Haitian Americans.
You know, this is a very interesting conversation that we're having because I don't know if you all remember this, but back in 92 when then-Governor Clinton was running against then-President Bush, this was an issue, and where President or then-Governor Clinton said, and I'm quoting him, "I agree with President Bush's policy. The Haitian people should go back to Port-au-Prince. And the reason why is because Haiti is a sovereign nation. They have their own problems. We can't bring this in." So I say that all to say is that this is a problem that's going on for almost 15 years now. And to suggest that giving these Haitian refugees 18 months of asylum is going to remedy the problem, I think that's probably a false start.
And does it make any difference, Robert, that Cubans in Florida vote Republican, Haitians generally vote Democrat?
Well, I hate to politicize this because, again, you're talking about the humanitarian aspect of this, but that's a very interesting point that you raise, Juan.
Okay. And one that I totally understand. And again, it goes back to the unfair practices toward Haitian Americans. And we should have one standard that we judge all immigrants, be they from a communist country, a dictatorship, or from a country like Haiti, where right now I can't even describe the political status of their government.
All right, I want to thank my guest, Democratic political strategist Donna Brazile. She's the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics, now in paperback. And thanks to Robert Trainum, a GOP strategist. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.